Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today I bring you people from all over the world and all walks of life who are here to share their journey with you around the Law of Attraction so you can have an amazing life too. So today's guest, her name is Michelle Rockwood, and she is a Body Mind certified coach who through embodied sales has grown the Body Mind Living Company 800% in just 2 years to over seven figures. And she has obviously a huge amount of great information to share, but I'm really excited to get to know you, Michelle, and how you even got on this journey. So welcome to my podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. It's kind of an interesting thing, right? Sales, embodiment, law of attraction. How do those all go together?
I know, right? Yeah. But I'm excited to hear what you have to share. So Michelle, first tell me and all my listeners, how did you come into the law of attraction and how has it changed your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like so many of us, right? We'd never labeled it, right? It was just something that we knew innately in our soul that what we were putting out there was coming back to us, right? But this evidence of that became really concrete. And, you know, I realized that it was something that I needed to constantly work on and think about. And in my own life, when I came into Body Mind Coaching with Laura Wick, and we really call it, on an everyday basis, we really refer to it as embodiment, you know, but it's those same principles that really, when you tune in to your body, to that inner knowing, and you see, right, what is possible for you, that what is in actuality possible, right, comes to fruition. So it's been through this coaching journey I've been on, first as a body mind coach and training, and then as I stepped more into selling and selling body mind coaching, and then teaching other people how to sell, really some of these I had to, like, you know, I was like, this feels magical, but I, you know, and it is. But it's also just the law of the universe, and it's the law of how things work. But really training people on learning, you know, that, yeah, what you're putting out there in a sales call is coming back to you, you know, and you can see it in real time has been really neat. So it's been a really interesting journey for me, and not only learning it for myself on a formal basis through body mind coaching and the work we do, but now in sales and now in teaching it to others.
And before you got into this body, mind, embodiment, sales, what were you doing? Were you in a mindset of must work hard, have to figure it out, and you know, how the ego version of life? And if you were, what shifted you?
Yes. And in fact, absolutely. I was so in that ego version of life where I was chasing and pitching and work, you know, that adage, you just need to work hard and everything will come to you, right? And just really pounding the pavement. In 2008, I was selling real estate in Southern California before the bubble burst, right? And I was like, it was lucrative and it was amazing in so many ways, right? Or it should have been. Like, something just didn't feel right. Like, it just felt off. So I said, forget it all. Like, I blew it up and I jumped on the plane and I joined the Peace Corps in Mali in West Africa. And there I was able to serve. You know, there I was able to do the thing that I was so like disconnected in my job from, you know, I was trying to serve through sales, you know, and it wasn't quite right in that industry. And so, yeah, the Peace Corps was amazing, magical experience where, you know, it was very, very hard. And I actually met my husband there. We just celebrated our 12th wedding anniversary and we met in Mali. So yeah. Very, very much. You have to work hard. It has to, come at a cost, right? Like this work-life balance, I have three kids and you have to give up something in order to get right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is conditioning that we have as a child, you know, that is perpetuated that this cycle we can break, you know, and we do through our work. I know you do.
Well, and especially you being in real estate in Southern California, I'm sure there's a lot of competition. There's a lot at stake. I grew up with a single mom. There were six of us and she was a realtor for a while. That's how she was able to successfully raise us. But I remember she worked all the time. She was never home. There was no work-life balance. And I was, you know, one of those full-blown 80s latchkey kids. Like she was never home. But I appreciate how hard she worked to do stuff for us. But it's like you coming from that mindset of working hard and it's ingrained in you. And to, I love that you went to the Peace Corps, by the way. I think that is so cool because I think we, when we give to others, what we give, we shall receive, right? And so it's that servant that comes out in us, and not that real estate isn't a great thing to do because you're serving people and giving them homes and stuff, but coming from a very altruistic, what matters to you in your heart, serving actually helps guide you, or the universe then starts guiding you more, because I do believe we are here to serve. And when we step into that, it opens our heart, which then opens up our intuition, and then the divine guidance comes through us more clearly, right?
100%. And I wasn't wrong when I was trying, like your mom, right, selling through real estate. And there is this service there. And I think that I didn't realize it at the time. Like I was too young, you know, to realize that those two can be combined in such a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. And that's what I found right now through Body Mind Sales, through teaching people to sell their programs, is that yes, that service mentality, when you're on a call, when you're serving others, and when you first and foremost take yourself out of it for a moment, right, in your goals and just be there fully present, what you're, you allow the client to receive, right, just comes back at you 100,000%, right? As they join your programs and do the thing that they do with you. So yeah. I mean, some of this too is like these shifts I've made as I've started to bring the law of attraction into my life. For example, you know, every year it's tax season, right? Every year we sit down and we budget, right? And so even that negative connotation with budgeting, I was like, you know, why don't we profit plan? Right. Like last year, right, we crossed out the budgeting and I wrote on the whiteboard, like profit planning. And I was like, what do we want? What are we making this money for? What are we going to do with it? Let's think about that. Right. Nice. That I can get into, that doesn't involve tears or fighting. Right. That involves dreams. And you should have seen my husband. Like, he was like, well, what do you mean? And what do you want? Why are you making money? I don't know. You know, and so it was so neat when we started to think about what we actually wanted. And I found out he wanted to own a cabin in the mountains. I live in Denver. You know, I was like, what? Uh-huh. I had no idea. And I found that I wanted to go bring the family to Mexico, right, for a month at Christmas. And he was like, well, are you going to, you know, find $10,000? And I was like, I will find $10,000, you know? And in through this exercise, right, this simple shift in possibility, the simple, like just completely changing, you know, your perspective from what we don't have to what's possible. Yeah. I mean, I think you know how the story ends, right?
Yeah.
I sold this program that didn't even exist before. There was more than $10,000 to go to Mexico. And we have been seriously shopping for a home in the mountains, putting our down payment together, getting it all ready, you know, for the past 6 months. And it's so, and now there's no more budgeting. Like there's only profit planning. It's the coolest.
I love that profit planning. Yeah. You should like coin that term. That is so good. Cause it is the budget. It kind of sets this negative, like scarcity mindset, the lack, budget. Yes. There's not enough. So we got to be careful. But when you say profit, oh, it's brilliant. It's amazing how we change the wording and it changes our energy, like full blown.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the little shifts that I know you do in your life. And that's what we do in body mind coaching is you can, you know, you can teach somebody how to do all the things, but if they can't see like the gift and failure, right? Mm-hmm. Or if they can't see the possibility, or if they can't see their own value, or, you know, none of it matters, because then they'll always be stuck within their limitations.
Right. Right.
And being able, like with kiddos, you have two kiddos. I read once that that's one of the only things that you can really have an impact on your kids is like how they see things, glass half empty, glass half full. Mm-hmm. And that's like, it's really, really powerful shift you can support yourself around and other people is, what's the gift in this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every stubbed toe, every failure, every flat tire, everything is just, you know,
it's a perspective shift. And that perspective shift is the miracle. And that's what Course in Miracles is about. I'm not sure if you know much about Course in Miracles, but it is a perspective shift. Everything you look at, when you look at it from a different angle or from a different, more positive spiritual like view, it's like, there's your miracle. Like in that instant, it changes. But I do want to mention or bring up sales, and because that's also sales to me is like budgeting. It's like, it feels like, you know, most people have a feeling of sales as someone's pushing things on you. Right. Yeah. And as a person who I am, as a coach, and I have to sell myself, I tend to get like, oh, I hate sales. I tell people I hate doing sales, but it doesn't have to be that way. What is a perspective shift, and how can you help my listeners see it differently? Cause I know that sounds like what you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So first off, I mean, there's this rewiring that sales is somehow taking from somebody, right? And we are conditioned that when we receive, other people miss out on. But I want you to start to remember when you receive money, what do you do with it, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of impact does that make on your kids and your community? And what you do is, you know, especially heart-centered practitioners who I love to lift up, right? Sometimes I don't want to tell my secrets, right? To people who I'm like, oh, what are you doing for a living? I want to vet you first, right? And you're able to lift that person up. But when you're getting on a sales call, Michelle, you're thinking about, tell me where I'm wrong, getting a client to a yes and into your program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And because I know I can help them. That's exactly. What I think. I know I can help you.
But do you know how you help them is not by convincing, chasing, or getting them to a yes. How you help them, how you're of service is by bringing them to a choice on that call. Mm-hmm. And this choice has nothing to do with you or your services. So it's a moment there where you really get to take your ego out of it, because there's a choice that your clients are making on the calls that has nothing to do with you, right? Is it, do I want to lose weight, right? Do I want to better my relationship? Do I want to, you know, X, Y, and Z? And there's always this big choice. And so often though, clients come to you and let's say maybe you're a health coach, and they say, I want to lose weight. And you say, great, let me tell you how I support clients around losing weight. Sounds perfectly reasonable, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But they're actually just saying, I'm thinking about maybe considering getting healthy, right? So the choice, even though they've said this is the thing, this is the main conversation. Why do you want to get healthy? Why is it so important for you to lose weight? Well, I'm, you know, about to turn 50 and about to run a marathon. And this is my last chance ever. I know it, you know? And so now you're talking about the real choice, right? You're doing your coaching work. You're asking better questions. And that's at the beginning of the call that has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. So being of service, and this is really where that manifestation comes in too, right? That, you know, your thoughts are, oh my gosh, I have to prove the value to my clients. It's so important that I'm able to articulate to them the thing I do so I can help them with the thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that very kind of energy, that chasing energy, really chases them away. Right. But instead, if you're this empty vessel, right, that says, I am here to serve whoever comes onto that phone with me in a way that's of complete service to them, and that might not be working with me, right? That might be sending them somewhere else or saying, you're not ready to invest $5,000 to work with me, right? Here's, go do this $200 program first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really being from that space of holding your value is really the beginning of shifting that.
And I'm sure a lot of the work too is an inner work, right? There's that, am I worthy of receiving clients? Am I good enough? There's so many things that come up for us when we're, and not just in coaching, but with any sales job or anything where you're being of service, I'm maybe bringing up two different things, but it's about receiving yourself. And that energy of receiving, which a lot of us don't practice that on a regular basis, including myself, because receiving can be like just someone opening the door for you. That's like, wow, thank you. You know, small things.
I think it's that perspective shift too, as when I receive for my gifts, what do other people get to receive? So when I take your money, when I receive your money, what do you get to receive? You get to, you're called up, right, to do the thing. And you know it when clients work with you, right? Immediately before a first session, they hire a babysitter, they ask their spouse for support, right? They do the thing. And that's because I allowed myself to receive and I took their money, right? Which was that energetic exchange.
Right.
And that allowed them to step up. So that was a gift for me to allow them, right? Because money is an energizing source and that allows people to step up in a really, really cool way. And you said something there, Michelle. You said, so it's really important to do our inner work. Mm-hmm. And I really agree with you. And so many of us have been doing that. And so then when we get to the sales call and we're like, well, but I've been doing all this work, there's almost this like, there's this specific coaching around the inner work of the sales conversation that is different from maybe what you've done in a coach training program or in any of the yoga retreats or workshops or meditations that you've done, because we haven't done so much work around money, around how we ask for support. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about what you think about, you attract, what are you thinking about on a call? You're thinking, uh-oh, they're going to have to go talk to their spouse, right? Before mm-hmm. they make a decision. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, they're going to have a pro-con spreadsheet, right? Before they make a decision. Uh-huh. Uh-oh, they're going to have to check their bank account before they go, right? Uh-huh. So what happens? They need to talk to their spouse, mm-hmm. right? They need to make a pro-con list. It's this, you know, and before I would have been like, okay, this is hot. But I've taken 400 calls. I led a sales team for 3 years. And when somebody is getting the spouse objection all the time, you know what they do is they take a pause and they go and they do their work on the spouse, their own spouse, and their inner workings, right? This is a perfect example for me. I used to get the spouse objection all the time. Uh-huh. Guess who had a real spouse problem, right? Me, when it came to asking for support versus permission, I would say the dreaded, right? I'd say the dreaded, what do you think? Right? I go to my spouse and say, what do you think about doing X, Y, Z? And of course, your loved one wants to keep you safe. They want to protect you, all the things. So they think, well, let me find all the holes in it, right? Uh-huh. But when I learned to ask for support and I said, I'm decided to do the thing, right? I put on my big girl pants and I decided to do the thing. How can you support me in this decision I've made?
Oh, nice. What a difference that is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me find all the ways in which I can support you. But that's like, that's perfect. Like, what energy did I come to that conversation with? Mm-hmm. You know, I invited energy of support mm-hmm. and collaboration. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I received versus asking for permission where I said, what do you think? Mm-hmm. Give me the pro cons, right?
Right.
And your reptilian brain, right, is going to go to all the things. And so those little shifts are so cool. And in the sales conversation, these are learned just like in a coaching conversation, what energy is mine, what energy is yours. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to teach heart-centered practitioners how to shift their energy in an enrollment call allows, for example, we had a client yesterday that enrolled somebody in an $8,000 program after our live event, her first ever, right? Uh-huh. Like, oh my gosh, you know, that, and it's just this mindset shift. And that is such power to help healers, heart-centered practitioners, the best of us, right? Mm-hmm. To get paid and to receive for all they do.
Yeah. And so you have a program coming up, don't you?
I do. We have a program that's coming up here. It's starting the last week of the month, and it will be ongoing. It's Body Mind Sales. You can find it at bodymindsales.com/webinar. And you can learn all of this, and it's, you can learn it. Like, that's what I want people to hear is this isn't for other people. You know, this isn't for salesy people. Mm-hmm. This is for non-salesy, heart-centered people who have gifts to share and like this bigger calling and mission in the world.
Well, and I think it's going to help with all areas of our life. It's not just sales, because we're always selling ourselves in general, and what we're asking from our partners or our children, or, just if we need something, we need to find ways of knowing, again, back to the receiving, we need to come change the perspective on how we're asking or what it's for. And I think a lot of people struggle with that money mindset. And I just also love what you said about how, instead of focusing on, how much is it going to cost? It's just, how is it going to feel to have that cabin in the woods? Or how's it going to feel to have that vacation in Mexico? Not like, how am I going to pay for it? Just like, no, how's it going to feel? Because energy, money is energy. And so just changing our mindset around these. And also, again, I love, and is that inner work that we were talking about. It really, if things aren't working outside of here, you say, well, what within me can I work on? Because you do that work within you, and then the outside world will change. And it will start to react differently because you're reacting differently. So this is good for all people, I think.
I completely agree. I completely agree. And when you start to, so often too, we have such an intimate relationship with money and our whole lives. And it's our most intimate relationship, really. Mm-hmm. And we've never thought and stopped for a minute. How are we treating money? How are we talking to it? And just starting to think differently. We're blaming it, right? When we don't want to go to the movies with a friend, or we don't want to go on vacation, or we don't want to do the thing, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
So even if you just notice that little tiny bit and that little shift in yourself, and you catch yourself before you speak poorly to this thing that keeps the lights on and the clothes on your back and the gas in your car, and you just thank it, like, so much gratitude for all that you've given me in this day, in this moment right here.
And it's a practice thing, because I've been practicing this for a long time, that wealth mindset. And my fiance, a lot of people listen to my show, he has a miraculous story and a mindset and very wealthy mindset, and his business is doing great and yada, yada. Yeah. But it's for me, I've actually, because I've shifted so much in my mindset, that I notice when people say, oh, I can't afford that, immediately I'm like, oh, no, stop saying that. And I hear it a lot. It's kind of like, I don't know about you, if you watch the news, but I haven't watched the news in probably, I want to say 20 years. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. I haven't watched it in years. And when I used to be a hospice nurse, and I go into patients' homes and they'd have the news on, I'd be like, can you please turn that off? Like, I cannot tolerate it at all. So for me, I notice with money too, when people speak in that lack mentality, I see it. Like when I watch the news, I see how terrible it is for our minds. I see when people speak in lack, how bad that is for them. So, but I've been practicing it, and I'm very generous, and things do come to me, and that mindset can change. It really, really can.
It really can. And it is work, and it is to continue to notice it and notice when it comes up, and then to ask and to not lie, right? To speak the truth. No, I don't want to go out to dinner with you today, right? You practice, it's like Liar, Liar, the movie where you're just constantly walking around speaking the truth, people are like, but it's freeing, right? There's this freeing energy when, you speak the truth. I don't want to go to dinner. I don't want to spend the things. It hasn't happened for us yet, right? That cabin or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So neat. Cool.
Yeah.
No, and I your husband and the work he does too.
Oh yeah. He's amazing. But, I honestly am so excited that you shared this, because again, so many people who are listening, I believe, are in that, maybe I should be a coach, and maybe I want to run my own business. Or there's this, I think this creative flow as entrepreneurs is so awesome. And I think I attract a lot of people in that, or maybe just people who want to better their lives in general. And we all want more money, right? Because more money means more a freedom. And that's the thing, the energy of what does money bring you? It brings you, experiences. It brings you freedom. It brings you joy and ease. Like, these are all things we want. So it sounds like there's lots of things you're in alignment with. And I'm so excited that you can share this webinar. This will be coming out after the webinar, but we're still going to have that recording. So I will put that link on the show notes, but can you also tell people how they can get in touch with you, Michelle, and any other things?
Absolutely.
You
can find
them?
Me on Instagram, at Michelle M. Rockwood. On Instagram is great. And Team Body Mind on Facebook is where you will find me most days. Mm-hmm. But bodymindsales.com is a great place to really learn about everything we've been talking about today. And if you'd like to jump into a free training, bodymindsales.com/webinar, their training will be up there still. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, thank you so much. And thank you for doing this work. And I can tell you're like,
to continue to listen to your wonderful podcast.
Oh, it's thank you. Awesome. And I love your authenticity and your passion and your knowledge. And I always love how much I learn on the show. I have like the best guest ever. I'm so excited that you came to me. Again, I attracted you. Let's just say that. That works.
Wonderful. So, well, have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much, Michelle. And thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. If you have a story you want to share my podcast, please reach out to me by going to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And I hope you have a wonderful, miraculous day and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.